Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
Today, as we come to the 10th section of Psalm 119, to verse 73 through verse 80, a section that is entitled Yod in Hebrew, which is the 10th letter in the Hebrew alphabet. A word which speaks of a hand or of an arm reaching up towards heaven in prayer, while at the same time the hand of God reaches down from above. In this section of this psalm, we find that the psalmist is in deep sorrow because of the affliction that he is experiencing in his life. Something that some of us can certainly identify with and be sympathetic towards. And though he could look to other people for help in his difficulties, the psalmist knows that only God can help him through those difficulties. And so he cries out to the Lord. He longs for deliverance. And he prays that his personal experience will have a positive effect on those around him. He prays that his life might become a witness, testifying to the truth, so that those who see him will also look to the Lord in their afflictions. And so, in verse 73, the psalmist says to the Lord, "You are my creator. Your hands have made me," as we are told in Psalm 139, where it says, "Lord, you knew me even before you knit me together in the womb. In your love and in your wisdom, you have fashioned me. You gave me life. Your hand was upon me, shaping me and molding me even before my birth." So Lord, in your faithfulness, fill my mind with the knowledge of who you are. For without you, I'm blind to the truth. Give me understanding, he says in verse 73, Bein in Hebrew. Become my teacher, so that I might act wisely and show discernment in how I live my life, so that I might understand my purpose on this earth, so that I might fulfill that purpose and learn from your commandments to me. Lord, I am the work of your hands. Do not leave me as just an empty vessel, like a clay pot, but instead fill me, enlighten me, guide me in the truth that you have revealed in your word. Let me be an example, so that those who fear you, those who are in awe of you, those who seek to honor you, will see me, that they might see my life and be glad, samach in Hebrew, that they might rejoice, because even though I have been greatly afflicted, still, I wait in hope, and I wait in expectation for an answer from you, from your word. Our commitment to Jesus Christ, despite the circumstances, or maybe because of the circumstances in our life, can have a refreshing effect on people. It can even have an explosive effect on the lives of those around us as they see the light of the truth in our lives. We are a witness, whether we know it or not. A witness to Jesus Christ, either in a positive way or in a negative way. For I know, the psalmist says in verse 75, I am certain, Lord, that you are the one who directs me. You are the one who directs my steps on the path of this life. So I am confident that your judgments, your standards of behavior and of conduct for me, despite their severity in my life, are righteous, he says. Tzedek in Hebrew. They are accurate, they are true, and they are good. All of them. So that in your faithfulness, in your love for me, in your faithfulness to your word and to your character, you have afflicted me, the psalmist says. Anach in Hebrew. You have treated me harshly, but I know that it is for my good. I wonder if that is how we see it when these things, these afflictions take place in our lives. It is those whom the Lord loves that he corrects and he disciplines, we are told. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 12, and in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6. Even if we do not fully understand the reasons for all of the things that take place in our life at that moment of time, because some of us know that is a difficult truth to embrace sometimes, isn't it? Because sometimes we think that it applies to other people, and it doesn't necessarily apply to us. So I pray, the psalmist cries out in verse 76, just as you have afflicted me in your faithfulness, in the same way, pour out your loving kindness and your mercy upon me and comfort me in my affliction according to the truth of your word to your servant. For I am weak. I am just dust. Feeble and I'm frail. So may your compassion and your mercy come down from above to meet me and to refresh my soul so that I might live for you and not be crushed under the weight of my affliction. Still, through it all, the psalmist says, I rejoice in this. I rejoice in your law. Your law, your instruction to me is my delight. It is my joy. May the arrogant and the proud and the presumptuous, and there are many like that today, aren't there? Those who live in disobedience to God yet claim to be right with the Lord. Those who seek to shame me, the psalmist says, and to harm me with their lies. May they themselves be put to shame, for they seek to subvert me, the psalmist says in verse 78. Aleph in Hebrew. They seek to defraud me. They seek to rob me of the joy that I have in you. They seek to tear me down and to make my way crooked with their deception, with the slander of their lies. Lord, keep me on the straight and narrow path. Help me so that I do not waver and so that I do not wander away from you, but so that I stand firm in you. Lord, I meditate on your precepts and I sing praises to your name. And I leave their punishment in your hands. Lord, may those who fear you and those who are in awe of you see the way that you have dealt with your servant. May they see the way that I live before you. And may they turn to me and follow the example of my life. Even those who do know you and who do follow your testimonies. Vindicate me, Lord. Prove my innocence so that I might lead your people in the truth. Lord, may I never forget the pit of the sin from which you have taken me. The pit from which you have lifted me up and placed my feet on solid ground, the psalmist says in verse 80. May my heart and my mind and my spirit be blameless before you. Tamim in Hebrew. May my life be unblemished. May I be a man of integrity, following your statutes in obedience to your word. And that is what we need today, isn't it? Don't we need men and women of integrity? So that, the psalmist says in verse 80, I might not be ashamed by rotting in the pit of sin again. This is a prayer, not only for the psalmist, but this is a prayer for those of us who know the Lord. So, along with the psalmist, we pray these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.